Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right. I have missed doing this. I think last week we didn't do it because we had guests coming in. I think the week before that we had some technical difficulties, and my gosh, it is time to get back on track. So I am pleased to say that we're about to enter into an opportunity to have the Grand Council before us, except we do have one substitute council member. So let me just go ahead and call the roll for a minute. From 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, out of Huntsville, Cumulus Broadcasting, and also, oh, by the way, on like every other Cumulus station in the state of Alabama, and writing for Yellowhammer, host of the Dale Jackson Show. Dale Jackson, are you with us?
I am present.
Why do you sound so subdued? Where's your hula? Thank you very much. Stand at ease. All right, and also subbing in for the brand-new daddy, Jeff Poor. Our friend Scott Buttram, publisher of the Trustful Tribune and host extraordinaire. Scott Buttram, are you with us?
President accounted for.
You are indeed. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right, listen, I pronounce a quorum, so hit it, Big Rig.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da. Ba-ba-da. All right. Listen, you know the rules, fellas. We ping each other with questions and we just see where the chips may fall. I'm going to let our guest council member, the Jeff Poor proxy, if you will, ask the first question. What you got, man?
Well, it's a pretty simple question for both of you.
Okay.
Does gambling pass in this session and why or why not?
Oh, Lord, you took one of my questions. All right.
Good.
It's just classic. I mean, all right. So here's the thing. I've been thinking about this. You got a situation right now where there was a lot of guys in the House because we had a very divided caucus in the Republican side. Yeah. All the Democrats were on board, but the Republican caucus was very divided. Like 40% of the Republicans voted against it. Right. Now, and those who did vote for it, they all did so, a lot of them holding their noses and believing that they were expending some political capital, but told that it was going to be a greatest thing. And now everything has changed. The Senate took it up and they changed the whole thing around. They took out some of the stuff. They sent it back to the House. And I am betting right now some of the people in the House feel burned by it and they don't want to have to go through this again. Right now, brother, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to go ahead and say 60% it does not pass this year. What do you say, Dale?
I think you're right. I'd go even higher that it's not going to pass. I just don't think they got the votes. Like you said, they changed it. They're going to have a Donnybrook after they get back from Cancun, or maybe they're at Jabba Wagner's Lake House. I don't know what they're doing for spring break, but they are all going to find themselves with different people that they want to make happy, and no one's going to get made happy, so eventually I think it dies.
What's a Donnybrook?
A Donnybrook, like a brawl.
It's a step short of a cage match.
it's a Thunderdome. All right, I got you. Yeah. So, all right, your own question, Scott. What's your own thoughts on your own question?
Well, I think I shared with both of you guys as this bill was progressing, I had a couple of different senators say to me in varying ways, but essentially that bill will either die in the Senate or it will be amended beyond recognition. I think that's probably where we are at this moment. I agree with the two of you. I think the odds are the House does not come together on this and we do not get gambling this session. And based on the bill that's out there, even though I favor having a lottery in Alabama, this is a horrible bill. So if it dies, I'm going to call it a mercy killing and we move on.
a mercy killing. All right. Yes. Dale Jackson, next question. What you got?
All right. We've all heard about the space camp.
Oh, you're taking my other question.
No, there's something on space camp I haven't heard.
There's some nonsense going on there, and the clowns are out in defense of allegedly a biological male walking into women's restrooms and things of that nature. That's the allegation that's out there. But we shouldn't even be having this conversation, but we are. And the simple fact is there are a lot of people on this board of the Space and Rocket Center and all these other places that have been appointed by Governor Ivey. We're talking about friends like Lisa Williams, Howard Sanderford, Arthur Orr. Most people will know some of those names.
Mary Scott Hunter.
Wayman Burke, other individuals out there. And I noticed last night that the board of the education part of this, which is the space camp, you also have, they have taken down their contact information completely at this point, because they've been just getting absolutely plastered with a lot of attention. So the question is, can they withstand this? And why would you want to? It wouldn't the common sense thing to be like, oh, hold on, what's going on here in this institution? We're allowing this to happen in our name. Yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. And we're going to stop. You're not going to have pronouns on your name tags. We're not going to be having all these individuals speaking to the children about this, that, or the other. They're there for space camp. People trust them. And now they're learning that they can't trust them. So somebody got ahead of their skis.
Are you going to ask a question or just fill us up for the moment?
Can space camp withstand the pressure?
Okay. I will field that by first noting the deep irony that this is what's known as a science education camp. A science education camp in which they are denying science by having, fake females walking around, actually dudes. And by the way, Dale, I'll correct one thing, and I know it was a slip up, but you said a biological male walking into a women's room. No, he's walking into a little girl's changing room. This is
true.
Even worse.
True.
Space camp has to change it. They've gotten the entire U.S. delegation from Alabama openly calling for them to make changes. They've got public opinion that went viral just over the weekend, and it's not done. I mean, this is not gonna quit. And oh, by the way, they were also beginning to lose attendees. And I did hear, and it's anecdotal, but I did hear they made a quick policy change and said they will allow parents to stay overnight as chaperones if that is necessary.
Well, just fix the problem, you idiots. What are we doing?
But all that means, though, is all that means is a parent's got to take time off of work or their schedule to chaperone at their child's camp that they shouldn't have to chaperone. So I think they're going to make a change, and it's going to, but they're trying to figure out right now how to do it without losing their woke street cred. Scott, what do you think?
I think they're trying to figure out how to make a change without admitting they made a mistake.
Yeah.
That's why I think the delay is here. Dale says the clowns are out there. I'm not absolutely positive that Dale has let any of the clowns live. There may be the biggest obituary section in the state of Alabama tomorrow. He has shredded most of them on social media, and they all deserved it. So that's great. Will they survive? Yes, I think they will survive. This is an institution. It's been a big part of Alabama for a long time. I'm going to defend the board a little bit. And the reason being, I've served on boards like this. Guys, I'm just here to tell you, the board usually has no idea what's going on.
That's true.
And that's just reality.
They do now.
They certainly do now.
Yeah.
And they have removed the board members' names from the website, but Dale knows how to find archives, so that didn't do any good. That's been shared quite a bit, including by myself. So I do think they survive it. They need to react in a positive way, and they need to do it quickly. There also needs to be a stoppage of the way these stories are being twisted. It doesn't matter if they hire someone to work for space camp that is gay or trans. That's fine. The problem is any policy that allows an adult male, no matter what that adult male thinks he is, to go into little girls' dorm rooms. As the father of a daughter, I ain't okay with that under any circumstances. I couldn't care less what the reasoning or excuse is. An adult male should never have access to young underage girls in an overnight situation.
Yeah.
I don't know why that requires any thinking or consideration at all. That's a no-brainer to me.
And I'll go one step further, Scott, if I can just interject for the break here.
Yeah.
Is because I was going to deal with this as part of my questions, is the fact that it's also a state sponsor, it's state run. It's got a state commission appointed by the governor and other officials.
Right.
And it's using state dollars and local tax dollars to go down a road that it knows for a fact is controversial and chose not to tell the parents.
Right.
Don't tell me that they didn't know that parents would care. They was hoping nobody would know.
Yeah. And Let me just jump in real quick before we go. I'm not saying that these individuals whose names I rattled off or anything like this, these are all people I like and respect.
Right. Sure.
I'm not suggesting that they knew this was going on. All I'm saying here is they know now.
Yep, they do.
And their names are attached to it, so they're going to get drug into this.
And I'm wondering.
I was clarifying more for the audience, Doug, but you're right.
Sure, you're right.
They know now, and they should know. When something like this comes up, good on everybody for letting them know.
That's exactly right. And I'm wondering, my question was going to be, how many of them are going to take action to correct it, and how many are just going to resign from the board because they don't want to be a part of it? That's going to be interesting to watch.
It's a prestigious board up here, guys. I mean, I'm telling you, they want to be on it. They crave it. This is a resume line. They want it.
They would all be better served to deal with it in the appropriate way. You know, Dale talked earlier. I can't believe we're having this conversation in 2024. This is ridiculous. But at the same time, gentlemen, I opened up Twitter right before we came on. Trending right now on Twitter, Don Lemon and Smear the Queer. This is a surreal world that we live in. I don't know how we got here, but we're trying to navigate it somehow.
Well, listen, and on that note, I got to take a break. So we'll take the break right now. That's round one of the Grand Council. I'm in here with Dale Jackson from WVNN in Huntsville, as well as his other stations he also broadcasts on in Yellowhammer. And then our buddy Scott Buttram, who is the guest host extraordinaire for radio shows everywhere and the publisher of the Trustful Tribune. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just making common sense like a superpower. All right, we're back with the Grand Council. I've got Jeff Poore sitting in for, Dale, Scott, who's on the
line? You'll get there. I don't know. Come on,
what day is this? Is this Wednesday?
You sound like my mom calling all my siblings names.
I am having trouble appreciating the both of you right now. All right. I got Scott Buttram sitting in for Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Scott, you got the first question, round two. What you got?
First question on round two. You know what? Dale kind of stole mine. So let's go with this. Is this, and I'm referring to the Katy Britt response to the State of the Union speech.
Yeah.
Is this the moment that brings AL.com's political pundits back and makes them relevant in the state of Alabama?
All right, you just made that up on the fly.
I did.
I thought I would come in here and wing this.
I learned it from Dale.
Oh, my gosh. No, they are only relevant to the few blue dots that sit in our overly red state. I mean, I can follow AL.com for sports, and that's about it. And the rest of it, to me, is just to give me the counterculture perspective so I can talk bad about them. I look at AL.com, and I find myself thinking, they just hate Alabama. They don't even like living here. Why do they want to work for AL.com when it sounds like the place they despise so openly? Kyle Whitmire and all the rest of them. I just look at it and go, gosh, y'all. Have you ever said something good about your own state? So is it going to bring them back to relevance? Nah. I think they've already got it handed to them just today. I don't know if you saw it or not, but at 11:30 today, CNN had to issue a retraction and a correction on one of their stories about Katy Britt, and it's just, it's blowing back on them.
That actually came out while I was on the air for Jeff this morning, and I think it came out just as I was talking about the Substack article that fact-checked CNN's fact-check and basically ate them alive. So that didn't surprise me.
Yeah. Dale, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really don't think so. My advice to anyone who's an elected official or anything else, stop talking to them. Stop talking to them. They're only going to hurt you. They're Amen. Not going to give you a fair shake. They're not going to help you. They're only going to hurt you. So freeze them out. Stop talking to them. There are a dozen other media outlets in this state that you can go to and talk to. There is no reason to be talking to them. And it's completely crazy. Especially if Kyle Whitmire is texting you, ignore it. Okay? Just stop.
I heard that Trustful Tribune was pretty cool. I heard that.
That's fine. Talk to that guy.
I read about it on the bathroom wall.
Dale will return my calls.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard me. I read about the Trustful Tribune on a bathroom wall somewhere. It was very good.
That's one of the higher profile places we've shown up.
Dale, next question. What you got?
All right. I think I kind of want to stick with this whole Katie Britt situation. She came out today and talked about how Scarlett Johansson playing her was, you know, I actually text Wesley the next morning. I was like, you know, it's worst things in the world of waking up and having Scarlett Johansson play you on Saturday Night Live. I sent that to Wesley Britt. And she's now kind of leaning into that. I think it's exactly what she needs to do. Not get upset about it, not doing this anything.
Yeah.
She's handled this very well. Could she have done better?
What could she have done better? You mean
besides the speech? Maybe a little less dramatic on the speech.
You know what? I don't know. In terms of handling it, I mean, she was lined up already to go to the Sunday, you know, talk shows. That happened right away. Her media team did what they did pretty well, and she kept her head above the fray. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what she could have done different. Except, you know, the only thing she could have done different is do a cold open of herself on Saturday Night Live. The only thing she could have done. What do you think, Scott?
I actually think that the one thing she probably could have done differently, I had a friend of mine, and he's a libertarian and probably leans more left than right in most things. But before she made the speech, and then he and I have talked since the speech, he made the comment that the smartest thing the Republican Party could do is tell Katie Britt, you can watch Biden's speech. You have a green light to respond to anything he says. You don't need approval. You just go on and be Katie Britt and let her respond live in her speech to whatever he had just said. I think she is someone who would have, I think that would have been in her element to do that. I think that the production of the speech was well intended, probably over dramatized a little bit and unnecessarily, because I think she brings enough emotion on her own. I just think the only thing that could have improved it is just letting her be Katie Britt and not trying to package her into something, because she's pretty good on her own.
Fair enough. All right, listen, we are pretty much out of time. I got about 30 seconds, but I'll just ask you right now, fire this off to you. Who's Trump's running mate? Give me a name real quick. Scott, what do you think?
Ooh, well, I think a big part of what we're seeing at the attacks on Katie is they would like it to not be Katie Britt. So for that reason, I'll say Katie Britt.
All right, Dale, who do you think? Trump's running mate.
I tend to agree, but I will also say that it probably should be Nikki Haley.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm going to go take a shower.
DeSantis
now.
Would be the best pick.
What are you going for? You're looking for people that aren't already on board.
All right, fellas, the music's playing. That means the sermon's over. I appreciate this grand council. You guys are awesome. Scott Buttram, Trustful Tribune, and our own Dale Jackson, WVNN, Yellowhammer, and otherwise, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.